From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the UN struggles to keep Syrian talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva Monday, but were not yet fully participating in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between UN envoy Staffan de Mistura and the Syrian government delegation were postponed. Instead, de Mistura met with the opposition for 2 hours before declaring the talks officially open. Both Republican and Democratic candidates are making last-minute appeals to voters in the crucial Midwestern state of Iowa. Jeff Custer reports.
Dawn over the Iowa State House showed the two leading Republican presidential contenders, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and conservative Texas Senator Ted Cruz, headed to more rallies on Monday. Other Republican candidates, such as Ohio Governor John Kasich and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, are also meeting with voters. The top Democratic contenders, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are locked in a tight contest for their party's nod in the first of a long series of state-by-state contests. The Iowa election caucuses will take place Monday evening local time at 1,681 schools, firehouses, and community centers throughout the state. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department says it is seeking details from the government of Saudi Arabia about reports that 9 Americans have been detained in the kingdom as terrorism suspects. Spokesman John Kirby says diplomats are in contact with authorities in Riyadh. A Saudi newspaper said Sunday that 9 American citizens and 24 others have been detained as terrorism suspects during the past week. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.